FedEx to spin off less than truckload unit. FedEx Corporation has officially moved forward with the spin-off of its less-than-truckload unit, FedEx Freight. The Memphis-based company announced that the separation is set to conclude by June 1. This move marks an important step towards creating a more targeted exposure for investors in the LTL market. Under the approved plan, FedEx will execute a pro-rata distribution of 80.1% of FedEx Freight's outstanding common stock to its shareholders. Investors of record as of Friday will receive one share of the new standalone company for every two shares of FedEx held. The spin-off is expected to be tax-free for U.S. federal income tax purposes, providing a significant advantage for investors. By splitting the freight operations from its broader express and ground networks, FedEx aims to provide investors with more targeted exposure to the LTL market while allowing the legacy business to focus on its transformation strategy. FedEx Freight has been a key component of the company's growth, generating approximately $9 billion in annual revenue. The LTL carrier operates 40,000 employees, 365 terminals, and 30,000 vehicles. The separation is expected to create value for investors as they will have more control over their investments in the LTL market. This move also allows the legacy business to focus on its transformation strategy, which aims to improve efficiency and reduce costs. FedEx has been actively working towards this goal, having begun LTL operations in 1998 with the acquisition of Viking Freight. The company has since expanded its network through acquisitions, including American Freightways in 2001 and Watkins Motor Lines in 2006. The spin-off is a significant development for the logistics industry, as it demonstrates FedEx's commitment to creating value for its investors. With this move, FedEx will be able to focus on its core business while also providing targeted exposure to the LTL market.